Hey Fit Fam, welcome back to another episode of Notes to Natasha. Today's episode is called Look Not to the Phoenix, but to the Ashes. You know, we always are fixated on the Phoenix. It's beautiful colors, and why not? This beautiful bird arises from the dirt and shows us this ultimate transformation, this new creature walking into this new life, into this new world. It goes through its changes, its growth, and then it goes through its own suffering to die, only to rise again out of the ashes, signaling rebirth. But I don't want you to focus on the phoenix. I want you to focus on the ashes, because that is the evidence of what truly happened. I see the phoenix as the shiny new car, the shiny new house that you got after you lost it, the shiny new business after you tried time and time and time again to grow this business. But it's the result. It's the end. It's the ashes that really bears witness to the work that was done and what truly happened. You know, this past year, I had to actually choose to be destroyed. I had to, and of course, my weapon of choice was, you know, why not? Fire. And of course, it came with a load of fear. It came with resistance. I didn't know what to expect, but I knew it had to be done. In order for me to be transformed, in order for my heart to be freed of the past, I had to burn away the shell that was encasing it. You know, fire and earth are my natural elements. They reflect my personality. The earth, you know, I will not be moved until I want to move. I have a fiery personality, and I've used it in my life, that personality, but I don't think I've ever done the work that I've done this past year using those same elements. So I see fire as my weapon of destruction, and I see the ashes as the earth. I had to burn away gangrenous thoughts, old ways of living, until all that remained were my ashes. The evidence of the destruction that took place. I had to be consumed by a living fire that had its own cadence. Sometimes slow and smoldering, other times fast and violent, burning all that I thought was important. Growing my business, networking, phone calls, meetings, showing up at this space or that space. After my destruction, I found that all those things are not important. What was important was what remained, my foundation. The foundation that I was built upon. What was truly important, my connection to God, my family, my tribe. And through the process, using all of those things to connect to and fulfill my purpose, which in a roundabout way was allowed me to reconnect to my business and to myself. You know, our destruction will expose the naked bricks and the cement of our foundation, reminding us that it's not the furniture, the decorations that held us together, but our very foundation, our standards, our mission, our vision that we forgot. That we actually covered up in drywall and paint, calling it home improvement. But what it was just really hiding the things that were to make us. So think of this process as using the reclaimed wood to create your home, your new home. Having that exposed brick, that exposed cement look and feel, so that you are constantly reminded of who you are. I had to ask for help. I had to hire on a construction crew, something that I don't often do. I mean, especially in spaces where I feel naked and vulnerable, I tend to do that work on my own. But in this case, I couldn't. I had to allow my destruction. I had to allow my flesh, my mind, and my heart to be burned beyond recognition. And I needed help for that. Because the times where I wanted to wiggle away and stop the process, my friends, my tribes held me down. Literally, figuratively. So that I wouldn't wiggle away from the process, so that I wouldn't squirrel away from the process, so that I would sit there and allow it to happen. There were points where I kept looking for words that would give me comfort. Passages, scriptures, sacred texts, books, listening to speeches, motivational speeches, listening to sermons, and they would serve like a little balm. They would give me a little bit of peace until I had to be just dunked into that fire again so that the process could complete its cycle. There was a point where I broke. I cried and that was truly the moment when the mending and the healing began. My business that had been stagnant, the direction started to become clearer. My heart that had been in a protective shell, stagnant, unable to love, began to really, truly discover the deepest understanding of love. My mindset was beginning to shift. Like I said before, most oftentimes we focus on the phoenix itself, its beautiful, stunning colors. We even get it tattooed on our bodies. This beautiful, mythical creature that rose up out of the ashes, representing transformation of death to life. Emerging from a catastrophe stronger, smarter, and more powerful. Like, you know, this shiny new being. But fire, one of the four elements, all of them required to affect change in our world and in our lives. Out of all the elements, fire is one of the most destructive force. But it has the power to transform. It has the power to transmute. In alchemy, they use fire to turn base metal into gold, to heal any illness and bring about immortality. Those of us that choose not to be buried underground will ask that our families burn us, cremate us, so that our ashes can either be kept in the home or spread across the world, ensuring our eternal life, our immortality. You see, the reason why I say let's focus on the ashes, now granted, it's not tattoo worthy, but I think it's the most important part of the process. It represents what happened to our past life. It represents what happened to our past self, our past situation. It is the evidence of our destruction. It marks where we died and where we were reborn. It's both our gravesite and the womb. It's our sacred grounds that have been consecrated by fire. And now is a construction site where we are being rebuilt. I believe that our phoenix, your phoenix, my phoenix, can take on any shape. And at the moment, my phoenix is a sense of peace and it's a sense of calm. My phoenix is awaiting the direction that it needs to take because this phoenix is being asked to go into this new land, this new world of giants, and she has to be prepared. William C. Hannon once said, "I no longer feared the darkness. Once I knew the phoenix in me would rise from the ashes." Not that transformation is an easy process. Not that transformation is something that we want to go through. But now that I understand that no matter what, the phoenix will rise. No matter what, the sun will rise. No matter how dark the day, as they say, the sun will rise. Embrace your fire. Embrace the challenges. Embrace those moments where you feel as if you cannot take another step. Because when you manage to find the courage and the energy to take that next step, that is when you truly begin to heal. With that being said, as I said before, this podcast is about a journey of love, and I wanted to let it evolve. It's a journey of going from heartache to heart filled. I am beginning to truly understand what love is. And when you read Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, and you see what love truly is, it does begin with you looking at you, because love is a reflection of you. And this process of being born out of the ashes and doing away with old thoughts, old philosophies, old things that no longer serve you is the beginning of you looking at you, because love in the end is a reflection of you. Until next time, it's your girl, Orlandina Bellin, and I am the Fitter Woman.